One of the most important financial and life principles is understanding the difference between assets that appreciate and assets that depreciate. The choices we make about where to direct our money, time, and energy compound over years. Some investments increase in value and expand opportunity. Others steadily lose value, quietly draining resources. The direction we choose can make a profound difference over time. Depreciating assets are easy to recognize, yet often emotionally appealing. Cars are a classic example. The moment a new car leaves the dealership, it begins losing value. Consumer electronics, designer clothing, and many luxury goods follow the same pattern. They provide convenience, enjoyment, or status, but financially they move in one direction, downward. Tomorrow they are worth less than today. Over years their value approaches zero, even though the payments and opportunity costs remain very real. There is nothing inherently wrong with owning consumer goods. Transportation is necessary. Comfort and enjoyment have their place. The danger comes when a disproportionate share of resources is allocated toward things that steadily decline in value, leaving little available for assets that grow. Appreciating investments work differently. They expand capacity rather than shrink it. Traditional appreciating assets might include businesses, real estate, or certain financial investments. But one of the most powerful appreciating assets is often overlooked: yourself. Skills, knowledge, discipline, reputation, and networks have the potential to grow over time rather than diminish. When you invest in learning a new skill, you are increasing your earning potential. When you develop communication ability, leadership competence, technical expertise, or financial literacy, you are expanding the range of problems you can solve. And as your ability to solve valuable problems increases, so does your market value. Unlike a car that loses worth with every mile, well-developed skills often become more valuable with experience. A side business is another example of an appreciating asset. While it may require effort and sacrifice up front, it can create new income streams, flexibility, and leverage. Even if the venture does not succeed in its original form, the lessons learned, resilience, sales ability, strategic thinking, remain. They compound into future opportunities. The difference between depreciating and appreciating investments becomes dramatic over time. A pattern of consistently upgrading cars, gadgets, and lifestyle may create temporary satisfaction but little long-term growth. In contrast, a pattern of continuous self-investment can multiply options. One person may own impressive possessions but feel financially constrained. Another may live modestly while steadily increasing skills, income potential, and independence. Time amplifies these decisions. Small, consistent investments in growth, reading daily, taking courses, building relationships, refining expertise, can produce exponential returns over decades. The appreciation may not be visible immediately, but it accumulates quietly and powerfully. Ultimately, the question is not whether to spend, but where to direct resources. Will they flow toward things that diminish in value or toward things that expand it? Cars and consumer goods may serve a purpose, but they rarely build wealth. Investing in yourself, in skills, and in value-creating ventures strengthens your foundation. Over time, that difference can separate stagnation from growth, limitation from opportunity, and consumption from lasting prosperity.